Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, and Kevin Dice and Diana Santos from Five College Farms. Kevin is the sales director and Diana is the marketing director. And you have brought with you delicious looking tomatoes that look like I'm already at the middle to the end of the
juicy
summer here.
Juicy heirloom historical tomatoes.
What type of witches and wizards are you?
Wingardium Leviosa.
Aren't they incredible?
Yeah. They're like the big heirloom, you know, the ugly looking tomatoes that taste so delicious.
Yes. And they're growing year round in our backyard.
It's not ugly, it's heirloom.
They're not just the traditional red, you know, spherical tomatoes. They've got all these strange bumps and angles, which I love. And the taste of them is often interesting and different too.
So what's interesting is to say traditional, because really that just means, well, the last 40 years where we've put a lot of federal research dollars into growing tomatoes that could survive a 3,000 mile trip and ignore taste. So the heritage and the heirloom tomatoes really have a longer history, and they've been brought back over the last couple of decades.
So how is this April and we have these tomatoes?
So we have tomatoes all year round. We grow in a greenhouse.
Yeah. So it's not some crazy science experiment. With the Five College Farms, I was like, maybe they, you know, the attack of the killer tomatoes was happening.
Attack of the killer tomatoes.
But people wonder, because they drive by in the winter and you see the glowing lights, almost like a party scene.
Have you had a rave in there yet?
No. We start our lights basically around midnight.
Yeah.
And then run that the whole way through and then give them a natural sunset.
But not a natural sunset, because the sun comes up at midnight. So you guys haven't been doing this all that long, right?
No, not that long at all.
It's your 1 year anniversary.
And you're just exclusive tomatoes, or is it other stuff too?
At the moment it is.
Just
so
tomatoes.
Our two main investors actually came on this business model from a story perspective. In their own lives, they have been successful businessmen, and they both had had personal health challenges that got them to the point where they really wanted to invest their resources in creating a model that would provide the best nutrient-dense food for people, and a model that would also educate them on ways to actually live that out.
It's interesting to have to be talking to Five College Farms, but have a sales and a marketing director too. Like most farms, you know, I talk to the farmers.
During my MBA, I had a stint at an organic farm in the Czech Republic.
Wow.
Yeah, and it really opened my eyes to not only amazing, tasty produce, and I came back and I was so inspired by the healing model around it, because they had a restaurant in the city that people would come by eating consistently there, would experience a change, and they would be like, how can I grow this in my backyard? So they had agricultural classes, all because of incredible produce coming from their farm. So I've intentionally adopted this business as mission.
So Five College Farms, you do exclusively wholesale. Where are places that we might find your tomatoes, heirloom tomatoes that you're growing year round in Hadley?
We're in Big Y. Mm-hmm. And also a lot of the different co-ops in the region.
Yeah.
We're also in Wegmans and Whole Foods.
Do we get to taste any of this, Monty?
Yeah, let's taste Let's taste an April tomato.
Can I tell you something I'm excited about?
Yeah. Yes, marketing director.
All right. Heirloom tomato is great. There's a story, more flavor, you know, more history.
Yeah.
And we're in the Pioneer Valley. We want to continue to position ourselves as pioneer, right? Innovative.
No, West Mass.
With this idea in mind, we're really committing to making sure that our tomatoes are nutrient dense.
We have a really advanced growing system where we take samples of not only of the leaves from the plants, but also of the water that comes off. We have a closed loop water system. So nothing is ever wasted and gets recirculated back. Through looking at those different samples, we have a very, very good idea of the exact nutritional amounts that are within the plant itself.
And that is a frontier, because if you actually were to ask anyone, like, what qualifies a nutrient-dense tomato, there isn't a standard answer. So right now we're in dialogue with a tomato project as part of the International Ag Labs, because they're on starting with tomatoes to benchmark nutrient density in produce.
And the great thing for the consumer is a healthy tomato is also the best tasting tomato.
Kevin Dice, who is the sales director, and Diana Santos, who's the marketing director, Five College Farms, innovating the heirloom tomato year-round here in the Pioneer Valley out of Hadley, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.